Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Hallel, Chiyuv Kriyas HaHallel. Baruch Hashem, we've seen wonders in Torah Hashem in the first four Shiurim. This is the fifth Shir, Chesed Hashem Aleinu Kol Hayom. And the Yesod HaDvarim is that we have a concept called Hallel. Hallel is something that we have to say because we have to praise Hashem. And this was established by the Nevi'im based on certain Pirkei Tehillim of David HaMelech. In that order, we have them. And the question is when to say it. And the answer is, I'll call Perek at certain times. You can't say it every day. If you say it every day, a person says it every day, Chas V'Shalom, he's a Mecharif and a Megadev. So he has to say it at certain times. That's why the Lashon of the Gemara is, I'll call Perek or Perek. And when are these times? Either holidays, Yom Tovim, or when we were saved from a certain Sarah, or like we have in Erechim when there was a Nes. But it can't be said always, and or when they were saying Hallel, when they were shechting the Korban Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash. So this was a time of Kol Yisrael Biyachad. It was a unique mitzvah. So Chazal understood that it's Pasha, that's a time to say Hallel. But it's not something that can be said all the time. But it's a praise of Hashem that obviously the Jewish people are here in this world to praise Hashem. That's the point. And Mimela, we have to praise Him, but it can't be done every day. As we discussed, Macharif Magadev, and that it's dulled if every day a person would say Hallel, then he wouldn't have the same appreciation. So it's only done from time to time. And we said the difference between Hallel and Shira, sometimes the Gemara uses Lashon Hallel, sometimes Shira. So the Hallel is the Mechayiv, Mechayiv to say Hallel. And Shira is the Metzias. When Mechayiv to say Hallel, we say Shira. It's a Metzias of Shira, it's a song. It's a paean, a song of praise, enthusiastic praise, paean. Remember, they used to have that in yearbooks. I used to love reading yearbooks. They would have. And what's bad about yearbooks? Great quotes, funny stories, pictures. Gotta love them. Anyway, so they had a paean too, and then they would write to the principal, to one of the teachers, to one of the rabbeim, to the janitor. They would write a paean of praise to whoever it was. In any event, so that's what a halal is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to say this praise. And that's the shira, that's the metzias of this praise we're saying to Hashem is called Shira. But the Mechayiv, what we're chayiv to do, what we're chayiv to say is Hallel. And we explain that, we've been explaining this at length. Again, this is the fifth Shira, we've already said a lot. And we still have a ton more to say. So this is very, very exciting. Moray v'rabotai, efshar arshav letaretz, et ma shetzarich iyun liche ora, al ma shekatuv ba'gemara, v'mesechet megila b'daf yudal namud alef, ומסכת ערכים בדף י' עמוד ב'. הגמרא מקשה שם, לאחר שאמרה הגמרא שבחנוכה אומרים הלל משום הנס, שואלת הגמרא, פורים למה לא אומרים בו הלל משום ניסו? פורים דאיקה ניסה למה? Purim, where there was a nes, so let him say Hallel. Zo ha-sheila shel ha-gemara. Una gemara, that ein omrim shir al nes, shebuchutz la-aretz. Purim, hitrachesh, kayadua, kemfursa, buchutz la-aretz. And you don't say Hallel al nes in chutz la-aretz, and that's why you don't say Hallel al Purim. Aval lefi dvareinu, lo ha-nes hu ha-mechayev. אלא הזמן של הגאולה. זאת אומרת, זה צריך להיות הזמן. You're not saying, as we explained, you're not saying Hallel on the event. Once you have this event, now at this time period, you have to say Hallel. But it's the time period, because at certain time periods, you have to say Hallel. The catalyst that this should be a time period to say Hallel could be a nes. But the Hallel is not on the nes per se. The Hallel is that now this is the proper time period, the The mechayiv is that this is the time period to say hala. So what does it mean when it says here in the Gemara that you don't say halal on Purim because it was a neis shebuchutz laretz? It's not the neis that's mechayev, it's the zman shel geula. Shehu zman matim lehalel, mechayev lo maralel mitzad inyan halal. Like we explain, what's the mechayev of halal? Halal! That you have to, right, we spoke about in previous year, that you have to praise Hashem. And it's done at certain times. So, again, the catalyst could be, it could be a regel, a geula, but once you have that catalyst to say halal, so then what's mechayev you is halal. Once that makes it the appropriate time to say halal. So the mechayev of halal is halal, and halal is said at certain times. And what makes those times the right times? So the Gemara gives various conditions. But what are criteria better? So why does it matter if the nes is in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? We have a nes. And we have a halal. Halal is mechayev. So if the neis is a catalyst that the mechayev of halal is going to kick in, that this is going to be the right time to say halal, then what does it matter whether there was a neis in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? Say halal mitzad halal. As ma'imu neis be'Eretz Yisrael or neis b'Chutz Laretz. As lefi dvarenu nirah. Even without our yisod, you can ask, why don't you say Shir al Neshe b'chutz laretz? Just what's Pashup Shat in the Gemara? Ain't Omer Hal Neshe. Lama. But again, according to our Yisod is what's Mechayev Hal is Halal. And this Hal is said at certain times. And what's an appropriate time period? When after an Nes occurred. So an Nes occurred. That's Mazem Mishanem Zeretz Yisrael of Chutz Laretz. As Lefi Dvarenu Nira'a, Shalek Fisha Biyanu Belafach Yein Chiyo Bahal Chiyo Shal Shira. The chiyuv hal, the chiyuv of hal is not a chiyuv of shira. So why does Rav Yitzchak say, "Ein omrim shira al neis shebuchutz laretz"? Shira, ulai lo omrim. Shira, ulai lo omrim. Aval halel, shira ze lo mechayev shel halel. The mechayev of hal is halel. Once you have a chiyuv of hal, then you have to say shira. Then you sing to Hashem. But why is the Gemara calling it? What does the Gemara mean? It says, "Ein omrim shira al neis shebuchutz laretz." Why is it tolerating that? The nidon is not on the shira. The nidon is on the halal. You're not chayav to say halal because you have to say shira. You're chayav to say halal because you have to say halal. And machpat li shel ein omrim shira al neis shebuchutz laretz. Belav achi ein chiyuv halal chiyuv shel shira. ומה מה של תלתה גמרת את דבר בשירה על נס שבחוץ לארץ? וראי אין הנידון כאן על שירה. That's not the nidon here, that's בכלל not the topic. ובעל כורכן הוא צריך לומר, תהן אמנם שהחיוב אינו חיוב של שירה, אבל הרי כפי שביארנו, כל שאומרים את הלל, הרי ממילא ישנה בה גם את השירה על הנס, שמחמתו אומרים את הלל. Once there's a mechayev of halal, as we explain, so memela there's going to be shira on the neis for which you're saying the halal. That's the metzias now. The metzias is once there's a mechayev of halal, so memela now you say shira. That's what this halal is. This halal is a shira on the neis. That's not the mechayev of halal. The neis is mechayev, but that's the shira. That's the metzias now. Now that you have a mechayev of a halal, you're going to be saying shira on the neis. Again, as we explained, if this isn't clear, you could hear the previous shir where we went more into this. Vim ken yesh lomar she'adin she'ein omrim shira al neis shebchutz laretz einenu rak din she'ein zo siba l'shira elo hu din chiyuvi shelo lomar nes ashira al neis shebchutz laretz. So it's not just a din. Chazal rekovei yisod, that when we have nisim, we're not so happy if they were in chutz laretz. We're in chutz laretz. or in Chutz Laretz. This is not a Siba L'Shira. Or maybe in Chutz Laretz it's not the same type of Nes because we have greater Hashgach in Eretz Yisrael. So it can't be compared. It's a much bigger Nes in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is more like the Hasag in Chutz Laretz is more faggy. Rav Kook talks about Al Pi Chazal Kamuvan Rabbi Seinu. So the din of Einar Mishira Neshe B'chutzah is not just a din that's not a reason for Shira. Rather, it's a positive din. It's a din chiyuvi. Shelo lomar shira al nes. And by Purim, it's going to be an al nes shebuchutz laretz. And therefore, they weren't metakein halel. Even though it's a chiyuv of halel, not a chiyuv of shira, they weren't metakein halel because it's going to come at b'mitzias that they're going to be saying, we're going to be saying a shira on a nes shebuchutz laretz. So in a chinami, the chiyuv is a halel. And therefore, why shouldn't we say halel? We had an ace. Who cares that ain't omrim shira al neis shebuchutz laretz? But there should be a mechayiv of halel. Halel is what's mechayiv. So the answer is that Chazal said that actively we cannot say halel shira on a neis shebuchutz laretz, and therefore they weren't mechayiv halel. Because if there's a chiyuv of halel, a male it's going to come out that they're saying shira. So maybe there could be a chiyuv of halel. This would be a time to praise Hashem. But we have a rule that we don't sing to Hashem. We don't celebrate in that way when it's in chutz laretz. So if there'd be a chiyuv of halel, we'd end up having to say shira, because that's what the halel is l'maisa. And Chazal didn't want that. Therefore, they were metaken the chiyuv of halel. So that's what the Gemara means. Why don't we say halel on neis shebuchutz laretz? Because ain't room shira on neis shebuchutz laretz. And that's why in Purim there's no halel. Because if there would be mechayiv halel, then we'd have to say shira on the neis. And you can't say shira on the neis shebuchutz laretz, for whatever reason that may be. You can look up the Otzer HaChachma, look up ain't halel on neis shebuchutz laretz, and you'll get many, many, many hundreds, even thousands of results there in Hebrew books. So there's obviously a lot of discussion, and we can't say everything that's ever been said. But that's maybe pshat in the Gemara based on our Havana of the difference between halel and shira. So why don't you say halel on Purim? Zanarim shira on neshi b'chusar. So therefore, they were mechayiv halel. So they were mechayiv halel. It ended up being saying shira. Chiyu is in a chiyu of shira. But if you say halel, then mela, there's going to be a shira here. And since they said you can't say shira, they actively uprooted shira and chuslaris. It's not just a thing that there's no reason for shira, but that you can't say shira. They'd be mechayiv halel, and there's no reason for shira. I'm saying there's a mechayiv of halel, but they're saying you can't say shira. So if they're mechayiv halel, then it would end up being shira, and you can say shira in Eish Shebuchus Laretz. So Mamela, they can't be Mechayiv Halal because you'd be going against this scripture, this rule, that Ein Omrim Shira on Eish Shebuchus Laretz. With this, we can also answer what's L'chore difficult on the Kasha, the Gemara, Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Yitzis Mitzrayim is in Eish Shebuchus Laretz, and nevertheless we say Halal. And the kasha is, and in fact, the Turei Evin in Megillah is omitted on this kasha. Sharei rak bePurim, the mishum nisa havalei lomar halel. Purim, we should say halal to the neis. So we have a reason. No, in Rosh Chodesh shebuchutz laretz. But the halal and pesach is not the tzias mitzrayim. Like we see in the sugya in Erchin, that on Rosh Chodesh you say halal, or Shabbos you say halal. They would be considered a moed, not considered a moed. Also, by Shavuos and Sukkos, we say halal midin the moed, midin the moed. So what does it have to do with Shira and Chutz Laretz? So when we say, should we say halal, Ein Yetzias Mitzrayim is an Eitz Shebuchutz Laretz. Masu Menachem Bar Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, for Yitzchak, for Halel. Ma'abaya. Purim, we're only saying Halel because of the Nes. And I'm sure on the Yitzchak, for But the Halel and Pesach has nothing to do with Yitzchak, for Yitzchak. We're saying it within the Moed. It's Ma'abaya. That he sees Mitzrayim with the nation of Chutz La'aretz for Amin and Hala. The Hala is inside the Moed, not inside the Nes. True, Rebbe wants to say that the Nidon is on Hala Shavuot Pesach. It's not because of the Moed, but rather it's because of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So hopefully we will discuss that in a coming shiur. Ran, the Ramban, we say it's a halal on Mitzvah Sayyom. That's not in the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Or maybe that is. That's Mitzvah Sayyom, he said Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So it means Hashem will see. Akopanim, Fidvarenu, Vuaretev. Sheregam bepurim, en aidon al halel, mechamat anes. Umikom akom aideze sheish bo shira, u shira al nes shebuchutz laaretz, en amrim bo halel. Purim, the Nidon, is not on Hallel because of the Nes. What's the Nidon on Purim? The Shira. The Shira, since it's a Shira and Nes Shebuchus Laretz. Since it's a Shira and Nes Shebuchus Laretz. We don't say it. That's why we don't say Hallel. Not a problem to say Hallel because of the Nes. The problem is the Shira. The Shira is Mafkia, this Hallel. That we'd end up singing to Hashem. After them, there's a Machayev of Hallel. So there's a Machayev of Hallel. So now we have to say Hallel, and this Hallel is the Shira. That's the Metzius of this Hallel. And you can't say Shira on the Shira of Chuslaris. Azani don be bepulin. I said, Mara makshay teiv. Even though Hallel of Pesach is coming inside the Moed, but when you're saying it Pesach time, which is my Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Hare Mimela, Hare Shiral Gamal Nes. You don't say Al Nes Shebuchutz Laretz. In other words, the Gemara's Kashi is that in the Mitzias, you are now going to be saying Shira Al Nes Shebuchutz Laretz. And Achinami, the Machayiv is the Moed. But once there's this Machayiv of Moed, now the Mitzias, you are going to be saying Shira on the Shibuchus Laretz. Because you're saying in a Pesach, which is mine, Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's in the Mela, it's a Shira on the Nes. And you don't say Shira on the Nes Shibuchus Laretz. So if the Gemara asks very well from Purim. So first the Gemara asks about Purim. Why don't we say Hallel? The answer is because there's a Hafka of Shira. You can't say Shira, and this would come out to be a Shira on the Nes Shibuchus Laretz, and that we can't have. Yitzchak Mitzrayim, also it's going to come out when we say Hallel, there's going to be a Shira on the Nes Shebuchutz La'aretz. And Achinami, the Mechayiv is going to be the Yomtiv. But it's going to end up that once this is Mechayiv of Hallel, now it turns out that we're singing about this Nes of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. And that Chazal said you can't do. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. V'ktzat ra'ya lazen yira. Me'amvuar ba'gemara sham. בתירוץ הגמרא לקושייה מיציאת מצרים. שעה שלא נכנסו לארץ. And before we entered Eretz Yisrael, הוכשרו כל הארצות לומר שירה. מי שנכנסו לארץ, לא הוכשרו כל הארצות לומר שירה. And once, before we entered Eretz Yisrael, all the Arotos are kosher to say Shira. Once we came into Eretz Yisrael, all the Arotos are not kosher to say Shira. So therefore, since we hadn't yet entered Eretz Yisrael, there was not yet a symptom of this Hashkach of Gvuras Hashem. Right? Once we enter Eretz Yisrael, then a nes anywhere else is a tzimtzum of Gevuras Hashem. Before we enter Eretz Yisrael, there's no tzimtzum because we haven't entered yet. It hasn't been contracted. So one sefer wanted to explain it. Akopanim, that's the Gemara's Teretz, that we can say Shira al Yitzias Mitzrayim because we haven't yet entered Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara brings from a Braisa. Shigami Shigal Chazir Lech Sharon Arishan, or in the Gemara in Erche, the Lashon is the Tehon Arishan. And even after we went back to Golus, so now we're back to the original Heter. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Ananase, we're in Eretz Yisrael, Ananase. Happens. In Chutz La'aretz, you can't say Al Neshiv Chutz La'aretz, but before we enter Eretz Yisrael, or after the Golus, so Chazir Lech Sharon Arishan. Or Heteron Arishon. And that's why we can say Halal on Purim, because if you hold that the Kriya is Halal, like the Gemara there says, because we've gone to Golos, and maybe we have our Heter back. The Kasha is, Maishna Kodim Shinech Nesulahat, Milachal Shinech Nesulahat. What does it matter whether they, before we get a little bit of a Hezber? But now we'll ask again, what's the difference between whether it's before they entered Eretz Yisrael or after they entered Eretz Yisrael? If it's a nation of Chusars, you don't say Shira. What does it matter whether we had entered Eretz Yisrael or not entered Eretz Yisrael, or we had entered Eretz Yisrael and gone back to Golos and we get our head there back? What does it mean? So the Turei Even Nitchak Bazet Tuva. Aval Kamo Shebi'anu. Ein Ze Mishum Sherak Nes Shel Eretz Yisrael U'Sibah L'Shira. Ela K'Lashon HaBraita Shebitchila Hukshiru Kol HaRatzot. ומי שנכנסו לא הוכשרו, תנו הכשר והכשר והיתר לומר שירה. וביותר כן ולא שנה ברייסה בערכן, מי שגלו חזו להתרן הראשון. So, a nice in Eretz Yisrael is not a reason for Shira. But rather like the Lashon of the Braisa, originally all the Arutas were kosher, and then when they, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, all the Arutis weren't kasher. So we have a hechsher, or like the Lashon of the Gemara Nerech, we have a hete to say Shira. The leka al nes, shenaseh b'makom sheino klal mikoman shel Yisrael, shelak b'Eretz Yisrael mikoman. So that's the Hinesh Tanu Hesperch Chadash. What's the place of the Jews? The place of the Jews is Eretz Yisrael. In Pesach, Tovshin, Peidalad, not very many Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, but that's because they were canceling the flights because Iran decided that this is a good time to send about 15,000 rockets to Israel. So the Jews are in the second Jewish state, Florida, Baruch Hashem. But next year everybody's going to be in Yerushalayim. But Chutz La'aretz is not the place of the Jews, and therefore there's no heter to say Shira there. What's the Shira? What are you celebrating about? Eretz Yisrael isn't the Chutz La'aretz isn't the place of the Jews. V'hafka b'shira ne'emra b'zeh she'eshna mishim she'bnei Yisrael mikomam b'Eretz Yisrael u'v'lo b'chul. V'lachen nes she'b'chul she'en Yisrael liyot sham yi efshar she'te'amer shira u'mitziyut she'en la'makom. V'lachen kol she'batel la'inyan she'Eretz Yisrael mikomam hu im mishim she'adayin lo yigiyu v'zachu b'aretz. ואם משום שעדי גזירת הגלות הופקו מארץ ישראל, שוב אין להפקעה חיובית זו, שלא לומר שירה נשא בחו"ל. ושפיר ישנו הלל המחייב מצד הלל עצמו. זאת אומרת, נפלא מאוד. ארץ ישראל isn't the place of the Jews. But before we got there, it wasn't our place yet. We weren't supposed to be there. Until we arrived in ארץ ישראל, we weren't supposed to be there. We're only supposed to be there once we arrived. And now that we arrive, now there's a hafka'ah chiyuvit, there's an active removal of any permission to say Shira in Chutz La'aretz, because we're not in our place. So we can't be saying Shira. If we're not in our place. So anything that the Metzias is going to come out to be a Shira is not going to be permitted, because we're not in our place. So that's all. Once we arrive there, now Eretz Yisrael is our place. What are we saying? Shira Neshe B'Chutz La'aretz. What are we celebrating Chutz La'aretz for? This is B'chal, not our place. But once before we arrive or after we've been Golah Eretz Yisrael, we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Now wherever we are is our place. Now we have no obligation to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now we have no. This is no longer our. I mean, our Eretz Yisrael is still our natural habitat. But at this time, this is not our place. This is our time to be in Golus. So mil is no hafka of shira. Hafka means to remove. Goes away. When is there hafka of shira? When Eretz Yisrael is our place. So if Eretz Yisrael is our place, i.e. once we enter Eretz Yisrael, then there's no shira and chutzlaretz. Then there's a hafka chiyuvit, an active removal of any permission to say shira and chutzlaretz. But if it's before we arrived or after we went into Golus, now chutzlaretz can be considered our proper place. This is where we're supposed to be now. And we can say Shira now. It's important to note what are you saying? You're saying Hallel. In other words, you have this miracle in Chutz La'aretz, and now there's a Mechayev of Hallel. So you're going to say to me, wait a second, it's very nice that there's a Mechayev of Hallel to say after this Nes occurred. Now this is the right time to say Hallel. Now this time period, after this nes occurred, is the time to say halal. But ain't our mishira on this shiur chutzlaretz? The answer is no. That's only a hafka when Eretz Yisrael is our place. But if Eretz Yisrael is not our place, now there's a permission to say shira. Now there's permission to say shira. So memela is a mechayev of halal. Once there's permission to say shira, now we can reenact the chiyuv of halal that's mischayev mitzad ha-halal. Again, because why are we saying Hallel? Because Hallel is Mechayev, you say Hallel. Because this praise was created for the Jewish people to praise God. That's what we're here for. We're here to praise. The only thing is, when you say this praise, this will be a song to God. This Hallel is going to be a Shira Lashem. So that can't be done in Chutz La'aretz. It was a Hafkan. So we can't be Hallel, Mitzah, Hallel, can't be Mechayev, because it's going to end up being a Shira. והתשובה לזה, שאם אנחנו לפני שנכנסנו לארץ ישראל, או אחרי שגלינו, אין פה את ההפקה החיובית של הלאה של מחוץ לארץ, כי ארץ ישראל כבר לא מקומנו. נו, מוריי ורבותיי, זכינו עכשיו לסיים את השיעור החמישי במספר, בסדרה הנפלאה הזאת, וברצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו בינינו נמשיך לפעם הבאה. יש לנו עוד הרבה, הרבה, הרבה מה לדבר בנושא הזה, וזה נושא כל כך מעניין, מרתק ומשעשע, שפשוט תענוג ללמוד איתכם את זה. אז אני מודה לכם על ההקשבה, על ההזנה, ואני מקווה שההזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.